This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, a 24-hour broadcast benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
In honor of Lynn Bramer and a number of other friends of ours that we've lost, we decided to go after the cure.
Danny lost his brother Brad to brain cancer. Certainly miss Brad.
Hey, dear friends, Brad here.
Fred Council, man.
Can I tell a story about Brad?
Please, man, of course, please.
It's classic Brad.
I love all of you. Thank you for respecting the journey. Peace and love.
Last year, the Score audience helped us and the Chicago Cubs raise over $1 million to help strike out cancer.
Over 2,400 of you have made a donation. Thank you all so very much.
Join us for the next 24 hours as we try and top that number.
That is the power of the Score and the best sports radio station in the country.
We'll be joined by some of your favorite athletes and celebrities, along with many healthcare professionals and patients who'll share their stories of fighting this relentless disease.
This to me is so impactful. I do feel like at some point everyone's been affected by cancer.
With 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer. Cancer research.
You just kind of know that feeling that if this is the small way that you feel like that you can help along the way, it goes a long way.
Your tax-deductible donation could qualify you for many great incentives, like autographed Chicago sports memorabilia, unique game day experiences, and more. To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Ryan Sandberg passed away at his home at the age of 65 after a battle with cancer.
To have strangers walk by me and say, "Love you, Rhino," and I say love back to them, it wasn't like that at all. That never happened to me. The people and the people's support has been such a big thing that I've learned and appreciated.
Here are your hosts, Danny Parkins and Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
Third of the way through. We got to keep the momentum going overnight. We know fewer people start listening when it gets a little later, but we got to keep it going. We'll be opening up phone lines for your calls on who you're standing for. Mark Grody, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you, Parko. I have been listening for most of the day, and it has been absolutely great so far. I hate the disease, but I love the programming. And I love that in situations like this, no matter who you are, no matter what your association is, no matter how you feel about somebody, everybody comes through in these places. Just like hearing Liam Hendricks, I was watching that on Marquee. I was like, oh yeah, this thing's on there they are. There's Parkins and Spiegel. Look at those two guys. And then he donates the $10,000.
That was a cool moment.
That was so cool. And just hearing John Lester, it's always good to hear John Lester's voice, but when he is being so genuine about the disease and having went through cancer himself, it's really cool. So bravo to you. Let's do 6 hours together, Danny.
Yeah, you're here until midnight, yeah. Which I'm so thrilled about. We have a match for this hour, so I got to do some housekeeping things here. $10,000 match. Can we do $10,000 in the 6 o'clock hour? I think we can. Four corners. They brought it. They brought in dinner. I got to try the Nico Horner special, the Danny Parkin special. These people have been amazing. They've supported everything we've ever asked of them to do. It's a great hospitality group in Chicago. My favorites are Rinaldi's and Benchmark, and that's who brought in the dinner tonight. Listen, Benchmark has the retractable roof in that spot in Old Town, which is just like one of the coolest locations ever. Rinaldi's in the West Loop. I would go there before every United Center event. Like I went there before I saw Mulaney. I went there before Blackhawks game when I took Owen to the game. Like the West Loop location, they've got the free shuttle to the game. It's incredible. Then their patio in Lincoln Park is a vibe. Just a huge fan of everything they do, and they always support us. So we say support the people that support us. Rinaldi's and Benchmark supports us, so be sure you support them, and let's make them spend 10 grand. So text CURE25 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. 100% goes to cancer research. Connor O'Donnell is our score teammate and our friend. And you've been working a full shift, so we don't want to keep you too long. You've been here. You've been here all day. Our terrific video producer. But remind people of your connection to this cause and your daughter Liliana.
Ooh, well,
unless you want me to do it.
No, I'll do it. Thank you so much for the intro, and it's worth it to work a little overtime. My daughter Liliana, she passed away 2 years ago. It was in 2023, and she was diagnosed. In 21, she was only 2 years old, and she passed away when she was 4 with terminal brain cancer. It's called DIPG, diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma, and it's just been a surreal ride, and it's such an emotional day hearing everybody, and it sends waves of emotion, just memories, and just hearing everybody's testimonies. It just unlocks certain memories for me as well. So it's just an emotional day all around.
Yeah. How are you and your lovely wife, Angie, doing?
You know, we have our good days and bad days. And we're going through this new process with our second daughter right now. So it's kind of like we're almost reliving some form of grief because she's kind of getting introduced to Liliana. Because obviously we have pictures of her everywhere. And she kind of senses her presence, and she knows who it is. She'll point to her picture, and she likes to interact with the picture. So it's kind of like we're almost introducing our grief to her in a way.
And how old is Hannah at this point?
She's going to be 2 in November.
Mm. Man, around the time when Liliana got diagnosed. Yep. Yeah, man.
And so, you know, she resembles Liliana in certain ways, and she kind of looks like her physically as well. So it's just, you know, it's a surreal experience right now, and we're just not used to parents. We've had kids for a long time, but we've haven't had a healthy kid over the age of 2.
Yeah, it's every parent's worst nightmare, right? Like what happened to my brother was terrible. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me for sure. But the idea of it happening to a 2-year-old and your first child and the whole thing is just remarkable. I can't, in terms of the grief, it's just that I really cannot imagine, but I remember being there at the wake and seeing your family rally around you. You have a tremendous support system, I know, and your family and extended family, I'm sure they've been amazing. What about this type of event and research? I remember, you know, you were talking to me about your doctors, and it's an underfunded thing. And so I know it was tough for you to share, but I know you wanted to shed some light on that.
Well, especially for pediatric cancers, particularly her type of cancer, only 200 to 300 kids have DIPG, or they're diagnosed with DIPG. So it's how are you going to get funding for that? You barely have any cases of it. And so it's already underfunded. And it just, you say you want to help kids. Like, this is a way to help kids, because these kids have no chance with DIPG. It's terminal brain cancer. You have no shot. With Liliana, though, you know, 2 was on the young, is very rare just for her age. Typically, kids, it's like 6 to 10 around that time frame. So it's just really powerful to see people come together and donate money this way because this is the only way to do it. Nobody's going to step in, so we kind of have to step in for them. And it's just I can't put into words how much it means to us.
Well, listen, man, it's I'm thrilled you get to say her name on the radio, and I know you're keeping her name alive in your house and for your daughter Hannah, and we're all thinking of you, and thank you for the great work you've already done today. The clips that have been going out and all of that has been great and spreading a ton of awareness. So thank you for hanging out and saying her name on the radio. Thank you for saying Liliana's name.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Connor O'Donnell, our terrific video producer, in honor of his daughter, Liliana. So, hey, make a donation there. Imagine you as a parent, right? Let's put some donations on the board in honor of Liliana. You can text CURE25 to 41444. Text CURE25 to 41444. CubsForACure.com. It's every parent's worst nightmare, and we really, really appreciate Connor being willing to share. And yes, people saying, wow, that was a big letdown after you and Spiegs were just joking around for the last hour. Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. We're fundraising for cancer research here. Some of it's going to be sad.
How do you think I feel? I just walked through the Lollapalooza crowd downtown Chicago on a beautiful day. Walk in here, I'm still perspiring, and then I get hit with that.
Yeah.
No, Connor is beautiful for sharing that. And yeah, you and I have talked privately with him many times, and it's just as horrifying as it just sounded in terms of what this man has gone through, what the family has gone through. But I'm glad that we're able to sort of help each other on this day, which is what this day is all about.
That's right. Should we put a Bears incentive out there?
Oh, I would love to put it. Now we're cooking.
This is big. This is very big, okay? $5,000.
Bears.
It went last year.
Bears.
It went twice last year.
Bears.
We think it can happen again.
What?
Two opportunities to co-host Bears Overnight on The Score. That's right. You get to take calls from Meatballs. You get to get your takes off. You get to yell at Ben Johnson about play calling. Text CURE25 to 41444. Make a $5,000 donation. Call 773-388-8270. $5,000. 5 hours.
Who's the co-host, or is this person solo?
No.
We're not doing Score or whatever.
Yeah, no. We can't do that. You will be in there with a trained
professional. Good luck!
No, you will be in there with a trained professional. I don't know if it's going to be Swirsk. I don't know who it's going to be.
I'd love it if it'd be Swirsk. Well, let me tell you how it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, exactly. So $5,000. You want a reel? You want to give it to your kid who wants to do broadcasting? You are a kid who wants to do broadcasting. You want to spend your bar mitzvah money? I don't know. $5,000, you get to get your Bears takes off on a 50,000 watt blowtorch after a Bears game. And again, we have to hit this match from Four Corners, from Rinaldi's and Benchmark. They do amazing work. And it's an honor now to welcome in our next guest, Melissa Schlate, in studio. Melissa, thank you so much for being on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. How are you?
Me?
Hey, yeah, you got our mic on? Okay, great. Sorry about that. That was not your fault. So you're totally welcome. It is our honor to have you. Just wanted to let you know, we have raised $339,000 so far. In the 8 hours that we've been on. Yeah, no pressure. But no, you listen, I in my work with Brain Up and brain cancer, the thing that drew me to Brain Up was being inspired by Dan and Meg, who turned the grief of their loss of their daughter into forming Brain Up. I have tried to channel my grief in losing my brother to this radiothon, and I admire you and the Schlate Foundation and what you have done channeling your grief. So why don't you tell us your story?
Going back to 2023, my husband Greg and I, we'd been married over 20 years. We got two beautiful daughters, and we were living the life. So we thought the plan was to retire early. We made it through COVID like everybody else, and we're kind of looking at, we became empty nesters. We were looking at, you know, retirement planning, and Greg went out for a run one day. And as somebody described him recently, Greg is pretty perfect. You know, a really great guy, a wonderful husband, a great father. He was an avid runner. He went out for a run. It was a day in May. I was mowing the grass, and next thing you know, he comes back to the house. He's drooling. He definitely, something is not right. It's a miss. And I heard you mentioning earlier, I mean, your life changes on a dime. You know, we hopped in the car went to the emergency room or out in the suburbs, and you know it's pretty bad when it's a while before they're getting back to you with the information, and two people come in to tell you the story, and they said, you know, we thought he had a stroke, but they said the good news is your carotids are open. The bad news is we see two masses on your brain. And we were just dumbfounded. And so became his journey. He was diagnosed with stage 4 glioblastoma, same as your brother.
Yeah.
So this was May 23. He was a fighter. He decided, you know, we understand that there's treatments, there's no cure. There's clinical trials. You know, we went down the path of trying to arm ourselves with the best medical. He was treated at Northwestern, best surgeon, best neurologist.
Dr. Chandler, Dr. Stoop at
yeah,
Northwestern. Yep.
Dr. Chandler.
The best in the world.
He had two craniotomies from Dr. Chandler. Dr. Stoop is just a wonderful guy, just a patriarch in the area of GBM. Unfortunately, there haven't been enough medicines approved by the FDA that are very effective, but obviously today we're here to raise monies to try to make that happen and help expedite that. Greg was able to fight a good fight about 16 months. We did lose him last fall. You know, as things were starting to turn, Dr. Chandler once told us, he's like, Greg, you're a busy guy. I want you to go out and live life and be this patient on the side. And with all his treatments, we still prioritized life. We prioritized our friends and family. I think if I had an odometer on our wheelchair, I mean, we walked our neighborhoods up and down. He really couldn't travel by car very easily, but last summer we were all over the place and had a lot of conversations. And, you know, we just couldn't accept that in this day and age there wasn't a cure and there wasn't more funding and maybe more networking and community groups and support groups for glioblastoma. And we decided to start a foundation. So I wanted to name it after him. And we list Greg as our founder. It was really his idea. We created Team Schlate Foundation in June. We were incorporated June of last year. So we just celebrated our first year. And
you guys are doing great work. Tell people about it's, you know, so Brain Up, we fund money for research, right? It's a simple way of doing it. I mean, it's not simple to execute, but in terms of like the cause is very simple to explain. You have a very ambitious kind of all-encompassing vision, I feel like, for Team Schlate.
Yeah, Team Schlate, we're all about the research as well. But the reality is the people living with glioblastoma today, the hope for the cure, the hope is there, but maybe the timing's not there for them. And so we're trying to set up programming that helps them here and now, today, tomorrow, next week. So we were able to make contributions to grants for research at Northwestern and for the American Brain Tumor Association. But we were also able to start a program with UI Health where we're doing warrior wellness bags and trying to uplift their spirits, get them access to education, allow for networking. You know, everybody has a different goal. I would say ours is really about the warrior themselves, the community of the warriors, and as well as the research funding.
No, it's a beautiful thing. And Melissa Schlate is in studio. We have to do some good here in honor of her late husband, Greg. Please text CURE25 to 41444. All of your donations this hour are being matched by the good people at Renali's. And they have, I mean, they're philanthropically inclined. They've hosted Brain Up events. The Danny Parkins special is on the menu, and a portion of every one of the Danny Parkins pizzas that is sold, they donate directly to the Malnati Brain Tumor Institute in honor of my brother, Brad. They've donated thousands of dollars. So Renali's is great people, and they're on board with the cause as well. And I know you talked about, you know, your relationship with him, but I know celebrate his, you know, you brought your daughters in here in terms of how he was as a father and his role in their life.
I mean, I cried obviously at his funeral, but a lot of that was focused on some speeches that my daughters had given. He was a super dad. You know, I often joke that if you cut Greg open, he would bleed blue. I'm looking around. I see everything Cubs. He's a huge Cubs fan.
Jameson Taillon remembered him. I talked to Jameson earlier on the show. Jameson got to meet him twice, right?
That's exactly right. Greg was honored by the Cubs. I mean, there's a lot of great things going on with the Chicago Cubs and how they support cancer warriors. I'm happy to be a part of this program. loves the Cubs, the Bears. He's an all-around Chicago guy, a wonderful dad. You know, was there philanthropically in his life. He was a big giver of his time in the local community as well. For service, you know, the Lions Club, other local services. So like I said, someone described him as pretty near perfect. Greg Schlate.
Well, before you go, this guy is a big fan of some silly, and sometimes brain cancer can make you do some silly things. Yeah. But can you please tell the story of what Greg did on the field with Ryan Sandberg?
Oh, yes. So we actually had this comment going around in Facebook recently. So I was really sad to hear about Rhino's passing. Last year at the Stand Up to Cancer game, we had field access. We had a group there with the foundation. We were recently, you know, came into being. And it turns out there was rain. The schedule got out of line. And mm-hmm. So Rhino's hanging around. And being the great guy that he is, he says, hey, I hear there's some cancer warriors. I'm going to go meet with them. And he came out, and my husband's wearing his jersey that he got from the Cubs the prior year. So it's 23, the number, but it's for the year 2023. And it says Schlate across the back. And Rhino's talking to him, and he's like, hey, I want to sign that. And he goes, but I don't get it. What's going on with your jersey? It says 23, but you don't have my name on it, and it's a Cubs jersey. And of course, Greg explained that's me. And then they exchanged autographs. So,
oh, that's yeah. So cool.
So he signed an autograph for Rhino.
Yeah.
So
then Rhino gives him his autograph, and Greg turns around and he's like signing a little koozie that we had for Team Schlate Foundation and handing it to him.
That's fantastic. I'm not sure.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for what you do and the Schlate Foundation. And I know you have an event and you're part of the Brain Up 5K with Team Schlate and the whole thing. But channeling your grief into purpose to keep Greg's memory alive is a powerful thing. So thank you very much, Melissa.
And thank you for having me.
Thank you, Melissa.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming in. We will keep this going here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We have the Bears Overnight that's available. Let's move some quick items here. Let's move some easy items. Next four people to donate $200. Next four people to donate $200. QR25 to 41444. You get an autographed Cubs baseball from a guy on the team, from a current member of the team. $200 gets you an autographed baseball. It's easy. CubsForACure.com. We also have the Bears Overnights for the $5,000. Some easy ones here. How about a Roma Dunze signed helmet? It's pretty cool. $500. Roma Dunze is going to have a breakout year. $500 is easy. Call that. You got to call in for that one because we only got one of them. 773-388-8270. You want a signed Roma Dunze helmet? 773-388-8270. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon with Mark Grody continues after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, this is Cliff Floyd, and I stand for Shanta Floyd. I look back on her life and the memories, and we cherish so much of what she went through and how she handled the breast cancer that she had. And when you think about trying to find a cure, when you think about today's world, that's why awareness is so important, and I'll never, ever forget my sister Shanta.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, welcome back in. Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on. You can let them know, Robbie, that Bears Overnight is still available. That $5,000 donation was not for that. That is a pretty hilarious coincidence that just occurred. So
people are scared away from the Bears. No. They're like, I don't know, man. I hear how those hosts talk about the text messages they get. I don't know if I want to host.
I need to. I am texting this person to ask if I can share that story. If I can share that story publicly, because that is absolutely hilarious. Okay, I can. So we're gonna make our next patient hold on for just 90 seconds, so I can share the story.
What?
So, okay.
Just amazing.
It's very funny. So, for $5,000, you get to host for 5 hours on The Score from midnight to 5 a.m. after a Bears game. It's $5,000. We moved two of them last year. We got two of them available this year, right? And it's a great opportunity. And so, I have a live tracker for all the great people over in the Cubs organization, you know, Bryn and Jen and their whole team and Cubs Fan Services, and they do amazing work. And so, I see access to, like, these things getting claimed. And so, Robbie told me, hey, check the sheet. One of the Bears items just moved. But I had gotten a text when we finished up the conversation with Melissa Schlate from Barstool Big Cat. And Big Cat and I are friendly or whatever, and he's a supporter. And so Big Cat said, hey, man, I just donated. Keep up the great work. I love the telethon. I was like, oh, thanks, man. So nice. Kind of you. But I didn't know how much he donated. I look at the sheet, and the winner of Bears Overnight says Dan Katz. So,
yes!
So Big Cat donated $5,000. And so I texted him back. I was like, out of curiosity, did you want to host Bears Overnight? Because you donated $5,000, which is what the price was for that prize. And he goes, ha, no. I have enough work already. F cancer, just keep crushing it. So thank you to Big Cat for the $5,000 donation.
Right, which would be his per diem to actually do the overnight, probably.
Minimum.
Would have been the most listened to overnight we've ever had, for sure.
Yeah. Hold on!
Yeah. So we can take claimed, that is just a $5,000 donation from Big Cat, and the two are still available, but that is amazing, and there we go. But, oh man, that is a wild coincidence of timing.
You know, Big Cat, he knows athletes. You know what would be awesome if a Chicago athlete would host the over, because he could be Revenge of the Athlete. He could just go off on the media for 5 hours.
Yeah, it would
hot
be
takes on Parkins.
It would be, I'm sure they have them. Yeah. It would be incredible. Okay, let's talk to our next patient, Grody. He's kind enough to join us now on the phone. Jason Rear is with us. Jason, thank you so much for coming on Cubs for a Cure. How you doing, man?
Hi, Danny. I'm doing pretty well today. It's gonna be a better day, so. It's an honor to be on with you.
Why don't you tell people what you're? I know you're a huge Cubs fan, but tell people about what you're facing health-wise.
So almost a year ago, right around the beginning of September, I was diagnosed with colon and liver cancer. It started off relatively minor. I thought I was just going to, you know, have my stomach was bothering me, and I have it looked at. But It's been about 11 months now, and 15 or so treatments of chemotherapy, and just trying to hang in there and live every day.
And you've got you've got a family, right? Tell people about you've got what you you have a wife, yeah, and a daughter, right?
Yes, I have my wife, who I've been married to about a little over 10 years now, and my daughter, who's 6. And, I know it's, cancer obviously sucks, but it's as hard as it is for me, I know it's just as hard or even harder for them.
Yeah, but how you face it is pretty inspiring, man. When I talk to you, I certainly left the conversation inspired. You're a big Cubs fan, and you try to stay positive. I know it's tougher for you to get around these days, but who got you into the Cubs?
The biggest person it's really my whole family. My whole family is huge, huge Cubs fans, but I think it all started from my grandmother on my father's side. She would she'd watch every game. She'd listen to, if she couldn't watch it, she'd listen on the radio. And I don't think I would be anywhere near as big of a fan without her. I think I told you the other day that Ryan Sandberg was my favorite player, which is a little odd for my age. I'm 41, that somebody that started really about the time I was born would be my favorite player. But I think because of her, because of the rest of my family, I got into the Cubs really early and always wanted to, be like him and play like him. And that's kind of, it kind of grew from there. And, we lost her to complications from multiple strokes a few years ago. But she was lucky enough to see the World Series, and I'm glad she got to see that.
Yeah, man, listen, it's beautiful. And the Cubs, as you know, your brother Joey, right? He's the one who let me know about your story. And you guys went to, he let you go to a game in St. Louis instead of him, right? I forget the exact details.
He actually was at a radio remote for ESPN, but where they were giving out that kind of thing. And either him or my dad won the prize. But they were there together, and I didn't expect him to give it to me, but he knew how big of a Ryan Sandberg fan I was, and so he let me go in his place.
Well, listen, I know it's been tough for you to get to games and and all of that, and I know you've been facing a lot, but I just wanted to say on behalf of the Cubs and us here at The Score, we wanted to give you 4 tickets to the Cubs-Mets game in the Catalina Club, so you'll have plenty of space and seats and privacy. It's handicap accessible and all that for that game coming up in September. So you and your brother and whoever else you want can go, but we're going to be sending those tickets over to you, all right?
Oh, thank you very much. That's very appreciated.
No, listen, no problem, man. You got a 6-year-old daughter, you got liver and intestinal cancer, and you saw your first game at 6 years old. So we got to get you back to Wrigley at least one more time this year. All right, Jason?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, we're going to send you those tickets, and thank you very much, man, for sharing your story. We really appreciate you.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, man, stay strong, all right?
Yeah, thank you again.
All right, that's Jason Rear, cancer patient, young daughter, and guy was a city worker for Aurora, cleans up fields, and just a regular guy who's trying to get by, man. And then he gets dealt this unbelievable hand.
I mean, that's just a 1-2 punch. And it's like funny, Dan, I'm listening to you talk to Jason, and when we had Melissa in here, and I was out in the hallway talking to Melissa and her daughters, like throughout these radiothons and these types of things, it's amazing how much simultaneous smiling and crying there can be. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there smiling while I'm listening to it. And then I'm like, then my face goes cold when he talks about the cancer, but then I'm smiling again when you're handing out, which you did at the very end of that. So it's just such a an emotionally charged day today. Thank you for what you're doing, man.
Yeah. Well, listen, yeah. I appreciate you saying that, but it's why we do what we do. We gotta use these platforms for good. I think it's a very important thing. So we'll try to make a little bit of a difference here along the way. We got to hit this match from Rinaldi's and Benchmark. Rinaldi's, they've got the Danny Parkett special. They got the Nico Horner special. If you think that the Nico's pizza is better than mine, just don't tell me. You know what I mean? That's all.
What is on your pizza, by the way?
Sausage and jardiniere.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's really good.
And then the Nico's got something controversial, doesn't he? Have like pineapple?
Yeah, he's a California hippie.
Yeah. I guess we'll allow for that.
Yeah,
he has no bears, by the way, on the bear scale. Zero.
Yeah, so, zero, yeah. Zero, zero, zero bears.
Zero.
Mine is very bears. That's a very bears pizza.
Oh yeah, you just got yourself another bear, Mr. Parkins.
Sausage and jardiniere.
Remind before you leave town. Remind me to give you your bear.
All right, thank you very much. You want to see like the fastest item ever that'll fly?
Oh yeah.
All right.
And
I think it should be higher, but I'll do it for the price that they said.
This is it. Bears related?
It's bears related.
Of course
this is for you.
Oh, can I guess?
Sure.
Is it the opener of the season?
No.
Okay.
No.
Bears. Okay. Bears.
No, we got Caleb to sign a jersey for us.
Oh,
$650. $650 signed Caleb jersey. 773-388-8270. 100% goes to cancer research. You got to call 773-388-8270. Blow your kid's mind for a gift. Put it as a centerpiece in your man cave. Put it in your office. Guy's going to be a star quarterback for 15 years. $650, cancer research. We only got one of them. But I wanted to save that for you, Grody.
That is absolutely sick.
I think
it could have been more than $600, too.
I do, too. But you know what? I got to go with what they say. So 773-388-8270. Next four people to donate $200, we're going to send you an autographed baseball of a current Chicago Cub. Text CURE25 to 41444. Make those donations. CURE25 41444. 773-388-8270. Cubs for Cure Radiothon rolls on after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hey, this is Ryan Porth, program manager of 670 The Score. I stand up for my guy, former NFL GM Floyd Reese, who died 3 years ago due to a year-long bout with esophageal cancer. I love you, Floyd.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
All right, Jed Hoyer is going to be joining us in probably just over 15 minutes, it sounds like. We have to hit this match right now, CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. Round of golf with Ryan Dempster is available, $2,000. Round of golf, $2,000, 773-388-8270. It's a foursome, so it's Dempster, a Cubs representative, you and a friend, you and your spouse, you and a colleague, whatever. Dempster's stories are amazing. He's an awesome golfer. It'll be at a cool course. You'll have a bunch of fun. It will be an amazing day. So this is the second Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, but the third Radiothon. On the score, because the first one was the What About Chicago Radiothon, where we funded the construction of a permanent facility for the Austin Harvest Food Mart and thought it would be a cool opportunity to welcome in Keith Tankson from Austin Harvest, the original class of Austin Harvest, who is still very much involved with the project. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Danny. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, thank you for what you did for us 2 years ago. And, you know, it's doing really well right now. The brick and mortar building is, you know, helping us be way more resourceful and just more efficient, and it's just a more successful project with the brick and mortar and able to expand and push the, you know, support to our community.
Well, yeah, and you guys don't have to close when it's cold.
Exactly. You know, we can push past December, because out there in those heaters, it was rough, but the brick and mortar definitely helps with that.
So I think, listen, there's so much. I love it. And the project is so cool. For anyone who doesn't remember, Food Desert in Austin, these kids just trying to better their community, set it up where they could get fresh produce and other things at cost and sell it to their community. And then there was an entrepreneurship program attached to it. And there was an after school component. And they got to be cashiers and stocking and customer relations and business plans. And like it's a whole beautiful project. And they would have to shut it down. And so now that it's there year-round, but what I think is so cool is, this is maybe my favorite stat about Austin Harvest, 10 kids in the original class?
Correct.
And where are all 10 of you right now?
Either we went to trade school or college. So
10 for 10.
Yep.
10 for 10 of the original Austin Harvest class is doing some form of post-high school education, which put people know for the statistics of kids who come from areas of food deserts. That is obviously not the case. And talk to us now about how many kids are involved with Austin Harvest today and have been since.
So currently we have about 14 youth entrepreneurs there at the market. And of those 14 youth entrepreneurs, two of them is me. Well, plus the, additional with us is me and Nivia from the original class. We're going into our second year of college, and we're acting as supervisors and managers there to really just hand down the torch to the entrepreneurs that's coming up so they can, you know, manage the store by themselves.
And I think it's just, I mean, that's amazing. Like, it's, so you're passing it on. The classes are growing, right? Do you feel like the younger kids at By the Hand are excited about the opportunity?
Yes, when they see us at By the Hand, they always ask, what is this? And also how they get involved. And I'm glad to, you know, see that we're just icons in our community, to see that we're a positive influence instead of going on, you know, a separate path. We're able to, you know, bring that joy into people's lives.
Yeah, man. So listen, I was so moved by your guys' story. And then the construction was such a pain in the ass. I'm being totally honest with you. I was like, you know, and then, listen, and then also my brother got sick with terminal brain cancer. And so my focus kind of pivoted to the cancer research thing in partnership with the Cubs. But I just, I will always be so proud that we did it. Yeah. Like we did it the one time. We did a construction project. It took us a couple of years after we raised the money to get that damn building built. But it is there. It is operational, and you guys are selling fresh food. You got refrigeration,
correct,
so you can do more things. And you got the flowers, which are beautiful. There's art in there. It's such a cool space over in Austin by the Hand community. But so you're in your second year,
correct,
of college, and you think you want to make a terrible decision and get into sports communications in some way.
Yes, I do. I really love sports. You know, been raised off sports, either watching my dad yell at the TV for Bears games or
Bears.
Yeah, you know, usual
what,
Bear things.
What did I tell you? What did your Uncle Mark tell you? If you're going to get in this business, you need to learn Bears. Period. Done.
So, but I picked up basketball, and ever since then, like, I just love talking about it, whether that's the stats or just, you know, the relational piece of sports. So I want to really get into that.
It's amazing, man. And so you think it's like on air sports, because there's so many ways to do it, right? Like, you could do like what we do, which is complete nonsense. You could do communications for a team, which is even bigger nonsense. Honestly, it's kind of a cool thing. Like, you could work for a team, you could work for a media organization. Yeah. There's all sorts of things there.
Really, I want to go into like, because I grew up with a, you know, generation where we watch YouTube and everything like on a video format. So probably like post game, you know, thoughts and takes like on YouTube or any other platform, just to get out there. And eventually I would love to do something on air like that. That would be, you know, my dream to really do that on air and have my own thing going for myself. But
all right, well, let's get some takes off.
Some takes.
Let's get some takes off. Yeah, who's the best player in the NBA?
In the NBA right now, I think this is a very common take to say Nikola Jokic is the best player in the NBA, mainly because he's just, you know, he does everything so effortlessly. He's so efficient. You know, it's just the pieces that's around him, especially with this year, the pieces around him kind of fell apart, especially with the trade with KCP in the middle of the year. KCP got moved out to Orlando, and that's their 3-and-D guy. They really, you know, used him for their 2023 championship. So that's why he didn't get to where he needed this year. But probably on my own terms, I would say Giannis. Giannis is, you know, he's a great player. He needs to develop in a little areas, mainly because, you know, he has.
All right. The Bulls. Fix the Bulls, Keith. Fix the Bulls.
I asked you a bad question.
Now we're going to ask you a hard question.
He was already cooking on the Bulls before we opened the mic. So
fix the Bulls.
Continue.
So the Bulls, we sat. So the past couple of years, we sat on assets like Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, Vucevic. We're just sitting on these older stars, and we didn't get anything from them. We didn't make any trades. We didn't. We just let them fall out to free agency, and now we're just a team full of role players, or, you know, rising stars with Kobe White and I forgot his name.
Montrezl Buzelis.
Josh Giddey. We're just, you know, a team full of rising stars at this point. And it's getting hard to, you know, watch it. They made the trade with they traded Lonzo. I forgot who we got. We got Isaac Okoro for Lonzo.
Yeah.
So
God, the Bulls are depressing.
Yeah.
So the Bulls are depressing.
I don't know.
That's like every Bull. Who are the Bulls? I want to say Isaac Okoro. Who do they have this year? That's everybody with the Bulls.
Oh man.
I want to say Jim Stavinsky or something like that. I want to say they got.
Well, listen, Keith, man. You got friends here at the Score. You got a friend in me, and it's awesome that Austin Harvest is going strong and operational and growing, and that all of that original class is in college or trade school or secondary school. They're doing further education after high school. So you guys you've made a difference in your community.
Yes, and that was the whole plan. We was planning to be a blueprint and trailblazers just to put a positive light on our community. That was the main thing, and now we're, you know, further down the line, we're hoping to expand this to other, you know, neighborhoods and communities, just to be, you know, a beacon of hope. We don't want to let people, you know, be depressed on what the mainstream media is showing in our youth. We want to, you know, show our own light and, you know, represent ourselves.
Well, Keith Tankson, from Austin Harvest. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks, Keith. You're awesome,
go
man.
Go crush it, man. Yep. Go crush it. That is. What were you laughing at? I didn't say your last name wrong, did I?
How you say it?
I said Tankson, right?
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's
you were laughing at me like I said it wrong. You made me feel very self-conscious.
Your friends call you Tanksy? Tanksy?
Friends call me Tank. You know, Tank rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, Tank rolls off the tongue a lot better. You're trying to give him a hockey nickname.
I do that to everybody.
Yeah, Tanksy would be the hockey nickname.
It would be.
Keith Tankson from Austin Harvest. We got to hit that match. Text Cure25 to 41444. Jed Hoyer in just a little bit as we roll on. Cubs for a Cure on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.